Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yes, good Wednesday, one and all. It's Taz and the Moose with you, back together again right here on CBS Sports Radio. As we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, who found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house, home, Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Outstanding. Hold on.
Mic on?
Yes. Take two. I'm outstanding.
Good.
Except for the part about not turning my own mic on. That part stunk. But otherwise, I mean, everything's great. Yeah, I'll be, you know, basically everything's great.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Aaron Murray's going to join us. Yes. Downhill from here. Aaron Murray's going to join us a little later on the program. CBS Sports college football analyst has joined us before top of the third and final hour. So look forward to that conversation. Plenty of your calls at 855-212-4227. 855-212-4CBS.
Attention, hotline fans.
Thank you, Mean Gene. As we get it going, a little latest college football playoff rankings, Taz. Yeah. And, you know, pretty much kind of, I mean, for the most part, I mean, when you think about the big wigs at the top, pretty much stays the same with LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, and Georgia as your top four teams. Alabama, even with the Tua injury, you know, that did not affect their ranking, and the committee basically said they're going to judge them based on what they are right now. They're not going to be predetermined moving forward here. They're 9-1, and they're sitting at 5, Oregon 6. I saw their head coach, Mario Cristobal, getting interviewed last night on the playoff ranking unveiling show on ESPN. Penn State sitting there at 8, Utah 7, Oklahoma 9, Minnesota 10. Minnesota obviously falls after their loss this past weekend.
Yeah, that's the one, right? The Minnesota one. I mean, everything else is kind of, you know, I mean, Minnesota's interesting. You know, they go into Iowa. I was mentioning it last week. We were talking about how tough it is to go play at Kinnick, to play against the Hawkeyes. And sure enough, you know, that's what happened to Minnesota. It didn't go well. And here they are, they sit 9-1, so they're not undefeated. And then they, what were they at last week? I think 8, I believe, 8. Right? Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, your opinion, you think that's a right placement for them at dropping 2 because they lost to Iowa?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're good with that?
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. I mean, honestly, I think really when you think about it, you know, their hopes of cracking the top four are over.
I think you're right. I think I think you're right.
I mean, I think last week it was intriguing when you looked at the playoff rankings because you still had Baylor undefeated. They lost to Oklahoma, blowing a huge lead at home. You had Minnesota. They were undefeated, and they lose, obviously, at Iowa against the Hawkeyes. So they're knocked from the ranks of the undefeated. So I think a lot of the intrigue when you judge it is kind of gone, right? I mean, you know, Baylor, for all intents and purposes, you know, they need to go undefeated.
Yeah.
They're not going to go undefeated. They lose to Oklahoma, the first big test on their schedule. They still have Texas, and left to go here moving forward. Alabama loses their big quarterback, so I don't think they can win a national championship without Tua under center. I really don't. Mm. I don't see how that's happening.
I agree.
Yeah, and now
Jalen Hurts is wearing an OU on his helmet.
Correct. Yeah. So, I think a lot of the sexiness and intrigue with these rankings and kind of a lot of the speculation kind of went by the wayside. I mean, there's still debate, certainly, about Oregon, Georgia, Alabama when you look at those teams. But at the top, I mean, LSU, Ohio State, and Clemson, are certainly in any kind of order you want to put them in, the top three teams in the land. They're all still undefeated at 10-0, 10-0, and 11-0, respectively, amongst those three schools. And then you get into the debate about who the fourth best team in the nation is. And,
right.
You know, you could say, well, I think Georgia is based on what they've accomplished. I think Alabama is. You know, even with the injury to Tua, I think they should be the fourth-ranked team. They're going to have Oregon supporters. But a lot of the great intrigue and speculation now goes out the window with the two big losses this past weekend by Minnesota and Baylor.
Yeah, and still there's no questioning the top team in the country is LSU at 10-0. And they're just the most well-rounded team, from their special teams to their defense to their offense. Quarterback Burrow's awesome. It's funny because I remember looking at, August, whenever it was, the preseason rankings, the projected AP poll preseason rankings, and they had LSU, one of the polls was either like eighth or seventh, and they had Alabama and Clemson 1-2, and I remember that, but the whole thing went LSU, like, there was not a lot of, from the stuff I remember seeing in the beginning, or before the season started, a lot of love for the Tigers, and so I'm happy for them. That's great that they're sitting there like that. And look at Nick Saban, Urban Meyer not being with the Buckeyes no more, and how well that Buckeyes program is sitting at two. There's no arguing that either. So I mean, I think that's great. And our buddy Dabo Sweeney's got his Clemson team in that third spot. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I think the middle of the pack is interesting. I think Notre Dame. Right, Notre Dame to me is something that, what are they, 16th, I believe, right? Yeah, 16th, they're 8-2. Notre Dame's interesting to me. I don't know why. I mean, I think a lot of people thought that Notre Dame would be better this year, right or wrong. I mean, I really do. And that they're, it's just those years of the great Notre Dame football teams, I don't know, man, they've been gone for like ever. Not ever, but for a long time.
I don't know about it. I mean, they were in the national semifinals a couple years ago.
How many years ago?
They played for a national championship within the last 10 years.
Last 10 years? You think that's like a, if it's the last 10 years, that keeps you,
Well, what were they doing before that? Charlie Weiss
when he was there, you're saying?
I think Brian Kelly's done a really
solid,
good job.
Yeah. Solid, okay. I'll give you solid.
I mean, you don't think so?
I don't know, man. I'm always waiting for Notre. I'm not a Notre Dame fan. I'm also not a hater. I'm kind of indifferent on the school and the program. It's a great university academically. I know that. Great sports there. I know that. My son has a couple of buddies that play sports there. So I know about the greatness of the university academically for guys and girls that go there and alumni. I know about all that. They have a powerful alumni. I know that. Big presence here in New York City with Wall Street. I get that. The success rate of a Notre Dame student. I know all that. I'm just saying, I feel like Notre Dame, it's got that name. It's that one of the blue bloods, I guess, if you want to use a college basketball term. One of the blue bloods, maybe I'm exaggerating, in college football. Would you disagree with that? Notre Dame football?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right? So, I mean, so if you're a blue blood, you should be in the top five of all time.
I think the landscape, when I think about blue bloods, I think about the history of the of college football. I don't know if I necessarily put them there now in terms of when
win
you look
loss
at
record. You're not saying blue bloods.
No, I think they've been there in name recognition. I don't think the program's been there. I think everything's changed. I mean, Notre Dame, they're what used to sell them, it was them and everybody else. They had the national TV contract on NBC. They were on every week. Now everybody's on every week. Almost basically feels like every college football game is televised in one way or shape or form.
Right.
So you can go out there and be seen. I think the special quality or nature of Notre Dame football has kind of gone by the window. I do think there's a history to the program that's unbelievable.
Oh, the tradition's great.
And I think the tradition is great. Yeah. Is great, but do I think they're Do I think right now they're you put Notre Dame in terms of on the level of a lot of SEC schools, Georgia, Clemson in the ACC, but Georgia, Alabama, say LSU in the SEC, Oklahoma's been a lot more successful. I mean, I think there are a number of programs that have been a lot more successful as late. I don't necessarily think Notre Dame is going to be a perennial top four, top five team.
No, that's my point. I mean, and in the preseason ranking, they were ninth. I mean, So, and here they are, and we're week 12, whatever it is, and they're at 16. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not sitting here trying to bash on hate them. I'm just saying they're a program because of their name, recognition, their tradition, their legacy, which is all well-deserved, the stuff they've done. But at some point, we got to realize, maybe that point is here. It kind of sounds like you feel like it's a foregone conclusion. I don't want to put words in your mouth, that they're not. You know, I mean, not that they're never going to be great again, but it's going to be hard because I don't know if a lot of kids looking to go there when, like you pointed out, the SEC schools or the, you know, like Oregon, how great Oregon is and this year and how they've been in the recent past, and obviously with those all the swag they get from Nike, the gear they get and stuff like that, and the crazy uniforms, that's always a big attraction. Even though a lot of teams are doing that past couple of years and have copied them, we've seen that, but that's a big recruiting tool. I don't, you know, where Notre Dame is more the traditional with the gold helmets and they keep it simple, which is cool. But, I mean, I think there's a cachet for the student to go to Notre Dame, especially the one that really wants to get a degree and work in his academics. But I don't know, man. It kind of seems like, you know, that it's a thing of the past because they just, and Kelly has, to your point, he has done a solid job. He has. I mean, I don't hate him.
I mean, I have different expectations for Notre Dame than you do.
I think that's what it is. I think you're right.
I don't look at, to me, I think, if you want to bring up preseason rankings, regardless of school, I think they're dopey. I think to start to grade out a team based on what their roster looks like or what they did in spring ball or based on what they did a year ago and build up a top 25 before you ever see a team play, you know, I think it's kind of silly. I don't think you need to have preseason rankings from my perspective. So I look at the Fighting Irish, and they're sitting where they're sitting. The quarterback has not played particularly well. I think Kelly has gotten this team to be from a program that was really fledgling and really struggling. And, you know, he's certainly been able to, generate a team and a program now that has jumped the gap a little bit between them and the upper echelon teams. Now the big question is to be a perennial powerhouse each and every year. They have to take that step forward. They're not there yet.
Right, no, they're not. And as far as preseason rankings, I quasi-agree with you. I do think you got to, my opinion, not when I say you got to give, not you in particular, I think people got to give it a little bit of respect because it is, you know, built on what they did last year, even though kids do graduate, the coaching staff, and obviously recruiting. You know, I still think that's a big part, too. There's just so much time put into these recruiting classes from the media, the guys and girls who cover these high school kids coming out into college football, that it could play into the preseason ranking, and sometimes they could be right on that stuff. I mean, I'm just talking about, like, Notre Dame. I think you hit it on the head. You know, I kind of expect more out of Notre Dame because every time you hear it, oh, the Fighting Irish, oh, my God, Notre Dame, oh, my God, you know, football Jesus, oh, my God, all this kind of jazz, And it's like Nebraska. I always was a Nebraska fan. Nebraska's another one. You know, I mean, and Scott Frost, they bring in their former quarterback. He comes in from, where was that, UCF? All right, they bring him in, and they're not even, I don't think they're even in the top 25 most. Right? They're not even in. And they just re-upped him. They re-signed him.
Right, and they believe in him building up that program. It's going to take him time.
Time, right.
That was at Nebraska before. I mean, I guess I look at it where, you know, Brian Kelly, you know, the Fighting Irish were making, 2018, they were in the national semifinals. They got destroyed by Clemson in that game. So it's not that long ago that they were right there, two wins away.
It doesn't even feel like it, but I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, they're two wins away from a national championship. So, I think Notre Dame should be where they're at. I think when you look at it right now, it's, you know, before we last week were talking about a lot of different names being a possibility and being refreshing, and I think when it comes down to it, it's going to be a lot of the similar names battling it out with maybe throw in an intrigue of an Oregon with Mario Cristobal, but the debate right now is, you know, Georgia, LSU, and Alabama, and Clemson, and certainly when you look at Ohio State, and there's the potential there. There is a possibility or a potential to where you maybe even have, you know, two or three, at the very least, two SEC teams in that Final Four.
Yeah.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's definitely a great chance of that. It's going to be interesting to see with Alabama here. I mean, because, like, and I agree with what you said earlier at the very top of the show here about, you know, Tua being out now for the whole year. Yeah, it's just not, yeah, this is not the year for Alabama. That's pretty obvious. So they're not going to be in this thing. I mean, I think the top two teams stay where they are. I don't know if Clemson's going to, I don't think Clemson's going to move either. Top three teams too. But yeah, I think there's a chance it happened. I mean, Oregon could definitely make some noise at 9-1, like as we get late here. They're legit. They're really strong. I mean, so, you know, I think it's kind of
Ohio State's got a couple big tests left, as does LSU. So we'll see if the Buckeyes, who've got, what, Penn State, and they certainly have Michigan to close out the regular season. We'll see if Ohio State remains undefeated. Clemson, that's a very, very easy ACC, which we ran through last week. LSU is going to have a stiff challenge when you look at the SEC championship game. Their big test was Alabama a couple weeks back, and they were able to pass that test down in Tuscaloosa. So, at the like of it, you know, the question would be, should Ohio State lose one of these two games? How greatly does that affect them? Should they lose to a Michigan? Should they lose a Penn State? You say to the Buckeyes, do they fall out of the top four? I mean, can Alabama get themselves into the top four even without Tua? Can they go out there and beat an Auburn even without Tua? I mean, those are the intrigues now here moving forward, and certainly teams on the outside looking in, like in Oregon, coming out of that Pac-12, where Mario Cristobal has done a great job of reestablishing them as an elite program after, you know, many years in which they've struggled here. Can Oregon find themselves into the top four once again? It'll be with Herbert at quarterback. That'll be intriguing, too. I think that's really, for me, what it comes down to. I think as all eyes focused on LSU and Alabama a couple weeks ago, my eyes now focus on Ohio State, who just got done beating Rutgers by 35 points, you know, but they've got two big challenges left on their schedule. No, they did not cover.
They didn't cover 52.
But they've got two big challenges left on their schedule.
Yeah, and I agree with that right there. And I do think they'll beat Penn State this week, you know, at home in the Horseshoe. But that Michigan game is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's on the road at the Big House, and that's a big-time rival, as everybody knows, a huge rival, and anything can happen in these rivalry games. So that, and I agree 1,000% with you. That is a big, big, big test that's going to happen for sure. I do think they take care of business against the Nittany Lions, though.
Your impressions of the college football playoff rankings, want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. It's Taz of the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Sirius at XM 206, the app as well. Make sure to check out the podcast, radio.com. Apple Podcast, Stitcher, each and every day. We appreciate all the love and support. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. What's going on? You got some mail?
I don't want to.
It seems thin for an explosive.
Yeah, we both get a lot of mail here on Taz and Moose. Andrew, you too. And I don't want to say the person's, oh, I know what this is. I see the guy where he's from. I never met this guy.
Is it a license plate?
No, that's fun. It'd be a big license plate.
Yeah, well, even a car.
For a plane, for an airplane. This is bigger than your
what
standard.
What is that picture that you showed me?
Which picture, Moose?
The art picture.
I love how he downplays everything.
No, is that what it is?
What is it, that picture you showed me? The picture that the guy took 4 days drawing, that picture? Yeah.
I didn't realize he took 5 days.
I'm exaggerating, but the thing is unbelievable. He wrote me a long letter, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go.
It's that pitcher, Moose, that
yeah,
casual.
Nice.
Andrew, did you ever see it?
Very nice.
I think so. Yeah. I think you showed. You turned your computer and showed me.
Yeah.
This guy's, but not.
Nice. Letter's beautiful.
There you go.
No, this is Hal Ham. I think his last name is Has or Hal. I don't know. But anyway, I think it's, Has Hanley. I appreciate him doing this, and I'll shout him out on
social media. Nice, a piece of artwork. There you go.
Yeah,
very nice.
It's an illustration, Moose.
Yeah, you got to frame it.
What is the deal? I'm here we go. I wanted to show Andrew up close and personal because he'll respect it. That's badass.
That is.
So see, Andrew, that's like, you know what the half face gimmick is?
Yeah.
The old gimmick with the paint.
Right.
When I was first broke in, that was my gimmick, the Tasmaniac.
Who's that?
That's who's on the right hand? Who's the right side?
The human suplex machine. That's new or old Taz.
Right.
That's Taz from 90s and 2000. That's Taz from, you know, early 90s,
nice.
Late 80s.
Pete, which Taz do you prefer as a Taz aficionado?
I prefer the new Taz.
Me too. Which, the new Taz, which is still old.
Right.
Right.
New old Taz.
That's funny. He says, thank you so much, Taz. Thank you so much. Time for the rub. I'm so glad you liked the artwork enough to use it. I found ECW because of you. So this is a big deal for me. Thank you from the Hanley family. Well,
nice.
Thank you, Hal.
You
I
go.
Appreciate that.
Very
nice of him. So it's all about, that's what we are. Moose, you and I, we give back to the audience, and we're good people.
Good job, man.
That's
there you go.
Do, dude, you know?
It's a nice piece.
It is nice. Should I frame it, leave it in the hallway here, you think?
No,
you should frame it and bring it home.
Why would you leave it in the hallway?
Yeah.
Maybe Chernoff wants to put it in his office next to the big poster of Boomer Esiason.
I doubt that.
No?
I can ask.
Pete? I always wanted that.
Yeah. No, the guy got it for you. Why would he give it away?
Well,
the guy made it for you.
All right. I'll keep it, my friend.
Yeah, I would imagine he would keep it. If I were him, I would be insulted if you gave it away.
Wrestling fans aren't like that. They're not like.
Well, they're not
people.
Sensitive.
They're not. They're not like that. They most of them are just. They're just happy that they're for what you give back to the business. That's the wrestling business.
So if you gave that away, if you were like, here, Bilotti, take this. You don't think Hal would be insulted by that?
Well, I wouldn't tell him.
Well, you just said you just said, should I leave this in the hallway?
I meant in a frame, like
the
frame
guy
it
took
up and
4 days. The guy took 4 days to make it. You're leaving it at a place of business.
I'm not going to do that. I'm obviously joking.
How?
But
I'd be sensitive about that one.
No, but walking aside, wrestling fans, something like that, he probably would get a little ticked.
I would be bothered.
But
by that. I took four days to make you something. And you're handing off. You're Bilotti. Take this home.
No, but it's giving back to another fan of the Wheel of a Nation and Bilotti. Well, he's not really a Wheel of a Nation.
No, he's
I'm
not.
In a separate group.
Yeah,
my own group. Not.
Yeah, he's in his own group. He's in Bilotti Nation.
Me over Nation.
Bilotti Nation.
Yeah.
No, we of.
That's
me
it.
Me over Nation. Body over Nation. I don't know what he's in. But no, I'm not going to give it away. But wrestling fans, believe it or not, though, if you do stuff like that, they usually don't get annoyed. They're usually pretty chill. I mean, most wrestling fans, they're easygoing. They do appreciate what wrestlers have given for the industry. It's different than mainstream sports. It's a different deal. It's
a
different
field. I'm not saying they're not appreciative, but if I took 4 days, say, out of my life to make someone that I love something, like, and that person basically takes it and says, "Oh, great job! Here, Bilotti, take this."
Well, you're not a diehard wrestling fan, so you probably would get annoyed. You're also a very sensitive person.
I think that's a human. I think
that
if I take something, I make it for somebody. They give it away at the first thing.
Yeah.
I think human nature. I don't think you have to be a wrestling fan.
Son of a.
I'd be like, pound sand.
Yeah,
you know, here, that's great. Here, Bilotti,
awesome.
Take
Thanks.
This.
Here you go.
Yeah, like if Little Moose had drawn a picture for John Riggins, who then handed it off to some John Riggins fan, Little Moose would have been crushed.
Right.
Yeah. That's like when Lee Mazzilli blew me off at Shea Stadium. Remember that story?
Yes. Yeah. How could we forget?
Still pissed about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, no. I won't give away the. I won't give away the. I won't give away the poster.
No. Give it away.
No, I'm not giving it away. Get out of here.
Thank you, Hal.
It's a beautiful piece of artwork.
It is a great piece of artwork.
It has nothing to do with this show.
Or an illustration.
Yeah, it's an illustration. That's what it is. Let's hit the terminology right. If you want, I could have him draw one for you, Moose.
No, well, I wasn't a wrestler, so.
You don't know, he draws it. He draws a lot, not just for wrestlers. He draws them for.
Oh, does he really?
Athletes. He draws them for.
Not Narps.
No. He draws them for. It was funny, though. He draws them for. He does like Wolverine and like the Marvel.
Cartoon characters.
Marvel. Superheroes. Not cartoon characters. Not like John, Tom and Jerry. They're not cartoons. Marvel Comics.
What is these Wolverine super, real?
No, he's a superhero.
When Hugh Jackman plays him, he's
not
real.
Freaking Atomic Ant. Okay, you know, that's Superman. That's I mean, really, they're not cartoons. They're superheroes, sir. You know that. I have friends at Marvel. Please don't insult the Marvel characters. You know I have big wig friends over there. Don't do that. You know,
okay.
That's like me talking about Ruckus. That's the same thing. Don't talk about Marvel. Don't knock Marvel.
I'm not knocking Marvel. What are you talking about?
My friends at Marvel.
What are you talking about?
You can't say Wolverine's a cartoon, dude. Come on.
I watched his cartoon growing up.
You did not watch his cartoon.
I did.
He's a superhero.
It was on at like 3:30 in the afternoon. Hold X-Men.
On. Wait a minute. That's not a both. Cartoon. Wait, you guys agree with Moose that the superheroes are cartoon characters?
They can be both. They
no,
can be both.
Come on. That's I
well, they
can't
just they have
this.
Their own name. They're superheroes, whether they're cartoons or it's Hugh Jackman with a glove on his hand.
No,
it's a
but
superhero.
Superheroes,
right? They but they won't be. But they began in comics, though.
Yeah,
so comics.
They were
comics are different than cartoons. Comics are different. Than
now
cartoons.
We're just splitting hairs.
I believe in animation. I believe in illustration. I believe in art, and I have pride in this. And I will die.
They
in those
can all be
Angel.
The same. Animation and cartoons and art can be a cartoon.
No,
they yes, can't. It can.
Well, it sounds like another poll. Sounds like that.
I don't need another poll.
No, we're not doing a poll.
We're too confused. We're good with polls.
Anybody out there listening, call the show.
Do you want more polls?
No, that's another call.
Okay.
Are superheroes cartoon characters? 855-212-4227.
There you go.
I mean, I'm surprised that you, Moose, I'm surprised that you, Mike. Bilotti, you said nothing. I'm still surprised at you.
No, there's a difference. I just don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what it is.
That's great. No. That'll hold up in a court of law.
No, I'm just saying it's not exactly a cartoon. But
I know
what the
but it is.
Well, I'm here
it
to help people out.
Yeah, I agree with you, Tess. Can't say why, but I agree with you.
Me over nation.
Yeah. I know the difference. Yeah, I'm here to help Pete. The difference is, and Pete's right, there is a difference. Most people don't know what it is between a cartoon and a superhero. The superhero is tougher and cooler than a cartoon character. It's about toughness. The cartoon character is about fun and jocularity.
Who's tougher than Wile E. Coyote? The dude got blown up all the time.
That's
a cartoon is a type of illustration, possibly animated, that typically is a non-realistic or semi-realistic style. So, okay, superheroes real?
No, yes. Moose, well, you're jumping onto the Google.
No,
okay, GTA.
No, it's Wikipedia.
I jump into my brain.
Superheroes real?
So what does it say?
Can you walk around and see Superman?
No, but hold on a second. No,
flying through the sky?
Yeah, no, don't be condescending. That's not nice. You're better than that.
I watched a cartoon that had the X-Men in it growing up. That was a 30-minute cartoon.
Man, that was a 30-minute
cartoon. I watched it all the time.
Like the thing in
along
the
Hulk. Along with G.I. Joe?
You're comparing the thing in the Hulk to Heckle and Jekyll? Remember Heckle and Jekyll?
They're all
the two
different.
Crows?
Everyone's different. It's not Tom and Jerry and Mickey Mouse. Everything's a little bit different, but they're all, to me, under the same genre.
Superheroes fight crime.
Oh, boy.
The baby faces do. The good guys. And they're tougher. And the heels,
so
like
Tom
the Joker.
Tom fights Jerry.
Mm.
Yeah, but that's fun. They're having fun. It's mouse, cat, mouse gimmick. We
Wile
E.
Coyote and the Roadrunner.
Scooby-Doo
fight
crime.
Each other all the time.
Those are not crime. Scooby-Doo was a crime fighter. He was a borderline superhero.
They all do different things.
I'm telling you right now, I completely disagree with this. I will die on this hill.
So is G.I. Joe then in a different category because he's a real American hero?
He actually is. We all laugh and ha-ha, but he actually is. He actually is in his own realm as an American. I'll tell you, but we have Sergeant Slaughter on. Call Sergeant Slaughter. He'll tell you G.I. Joe is his own separate entity.
I'm sure.
And now for the national anthem.
All right, here we go.
Your Sydney Sam isn't going to exactly be up the Green Lantern.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like, you guys just, I'm trying to, see, you people
You're
here,
trying to expand our minds. We can't do it. We're too simple.
The creativity is high here, just not as high as my creativity.
Oh.
That, and my imagination goes on, if it just has a vast amount of distance.
Yes. You're
right,
you guys have a limit. That's the problem.
I don't mean to be rude.
I
think part of it is you need to realize our limitations.
I do. Like, and I feel for you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
We're Thundercats, superheroes, or cartoons.
That's a tough.
Thundercats.
You took the gloves off on that one. What about He-Man?
What about Voltron?
Well, I'll give you another one.
Is Voltron a superhero or a cartoon?
Hold on, I'll beat you though. Ninja Turtles.
What about Ninja Turtles?
I think they're superheroes.
They're a cartoon. Well, it could be both.
They're fighting crime in Manhattan all the time.
Heroes in a half shell.
That's right.
Turtle power.
That's what I'm saying. They're superheroes. Heroes in a half shell. Yeah. Michelangelo, Nicolangelo, Hardy Nickerson.
So they're superhero cartoons.
Junior, Hardy Nickerson, Senior. What's that?
Superhero cartoons.
No. I don't like the word cartoon being encompassed with superheroes because it doesn't fit. It doesn't. I'm sorry. So you could go to Wikipedia, Nickipedia, Johnnypedia, you can go anywhere you want.
Right.
I'm telling you right now, I know people at Marvel, if I haven't mentioned that before. I've been on
and
someone.
And you went in and had this conversation.
I will now, if you want. I'll tell you what.
You walked in and said, are you guys cartoons or superheroes?
I would never be disrespectful to my friends at Marvel, but.
But then what is it being afraid? You didn't really get the answer then.
I could have the creative director of Marvel as a guest on his show tomorrow.
Great. That's
and then
fantastic.
You can ask him that question. He'll shut you down.
I will ask
him. He'll shut you down.
I will ask him. I'm just asking you. You keep on referencing that. I'm just curious. Over a hot latte, did you ask him what is Wolverine?
No, I didn't. And we didn't go for latte.
He's half man, half Wolverine.
We actually went for roast beef sandwiches.
Very nice.
That's what we did. We went to Katz's Deli.
Great spot.
I know, right? Yeah. So that's then we went up to the headquarters, Marvel headquarters, and we did some on cameras with your boy. Yeah.
Very cool.
They have these life-size, these giant things throughout the office. This huge office buildings, right? You can imagine. Two floors of Manhattan. Dude, these like of X-Men, of Wolverine, of Spider-Man. Giant like, statues. They look like real, like the real deal, man. Like in a costume. So it's not a statue. It's not made of like pottery, whatever you call that, cement. Not cement. What do you call it? Clay? Is that the word? Granite? Begging someone help me. Give me some kind of
stone. It's not granite.
Marble? Silestone?
I didn't see it.
Corian? Something. I'm hitting you with every stone there is. No, it looks more life-size. This is beyond it. You people are.
We can't understand.
Sure. I'd build statues, too, if I was worth like $5 billion.
I'm trying to bring a whole different feel. We got to break down, we got to break down the Wizards game. I mean, I'm trying to give you a different feel here. You know what I mean? I'm trying to give you a different feel of what happens at Marvel. They're the best. Then you got DC Comics, okay? Comics. They have their superheroes, too.
Right.
They're just not as cool.
From 92 to 97, Christopher Dodd was the definitive Wolverine voice for many Saturday morning cartoon viewers.
Oh. Ouch.
You know what?
Sounds like a win for Moose, but
somebody
who's keeping score?
I have to be honest, to be transparent, somebody in production was talking to me in my ear, so I didn't hear that last sentence, that little zing. What was it? Repeat it, please.
They referred to the X-Men series as a cartoon.
Who said this?
There was an article, Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, they don't know nothing. They're fake. It's a work. That's all a work. You can't go by them. That's like pro wrestling websites. Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Okay. Bogish, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm really good. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning.
The NBA is whole again.
Even got to ruin superheroes for me. And now I got Mikey B telling me the Wizards didn't play. Like, this is what I'm dealing with here. It's unbelievable.
Right.
The Wizards didn't play.
You know what's on the Cartoon Network?
Here we
go. Superhero Squad, starring Wolverine.
Is it really?
Yes. That's on the Cartoon Network.
All right. I didn't know that. I'm going to be honest with you. So I only apologize.
That's on the Cartoon
I didn't know that.
Network.
That's a one.
Let me expand the mind a little bit.
I'm going to give you that one.
Raise the creativity level here.
What'd you do, creative? You went and read something on the internet. That's what you did.
I educated myself.
No, you didn't even know it. You had to go read it and search it.
Well,
I apologize. You got the information.
How do you know something? By osmosis?
Or
do you sit there, watch, and read?
No, by experience, by life experience.
I asked you if you asked the guy at Marvel. You said no, you ate roast beef sandwiches.
And the square
and you stared at statues. And you said, I could get him on tomorrow. I mean, you said I was at Marvel. But he basically sat at Marvel doing some video clips, eating roast beef sandwiches, and staring at 12-foot statues of Wolverine.
Dude, they were cool. But I'm telling you this right now. I'm going to tell you this right. I'm not, you know, I take back, and Mike, I know everybody here loves guests on the show. I am not going to allow and subject my friends and my upper management friends from Marvel to subject them to this schwa we have going on.
Yes, over here.
I'll tell you that right now. Okay? That is a word. Yeah, I didn't know that about the Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. I didn't know that.
What else, Andrew?
You might have heard Carmelo Anthony back in the NBA last night, starting for the Blazers in New Orleans.
Here's Simons with it. Speaking of younger stars, holding on to it near the logo, gives it up to CJ, swings the left for Melo. Melo takes a three from the side. It's good. And Carmelo Anthony, with his first points as a trailblazer, is a triple.
Travis Demers on Blazers Radio. Those were Portland's first points of the game. Melo scored seven more in 24 minutes. He had only yesterday morning shoot-around to get used to his new team.
Andrew, look.
Hey, that's you and Matty Marvel. The Blazers end up losing to the Pelicans 115-104. LeBron, 25 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. In the Lakers, 112-107 home win over the Thunder. James, the first player ever with a triple-double against every team. As you guys laid out to start the show, nothing changed in the top seven of the college football playoff rankings. LSU, Georgia, Ohio State, Clemson, still your hypothetical semifinals. Alabama, Oregon, and Utah still waiting to jump in. Selection Committee Chair and Oregon AD, Rob Mullins, said it's still too early to adjust the tide because of Tua Tagovailoa's hip injury. College Hoops, fourth-ranked Kansas topped East Tennessee State last night, 75-63. Number 6, Maryland handled Fairfield, 74-55. And number 7, Virginia got by Vermont, 61-55. The Miami Dolphins yesterday waived running back Mark Walton for another legal issue. This time, Walton accused of punching the woman pregnant with his child. Walton was already serving a 4-game suspension for multiple off-season arrests. Hockey last night, the Islanders beat the Penguins 5-4 in overtime, extending their point streak to a franchise record tying 15 games. U.S. men's soccer beat Cuba 4-0 in the Cayman Islands. They end up winning their group in the CONCACAF Nations League, the semifinals not until June against Honduras. And across the Atlantic, Tottenham Hotspur.
They play outside over there?
They played outside, and they played on a field that looked like a municipal park around here. I mean, it was disgusting.
Really?
Big chunks of grass everywhere. There was like a discus pit. I mean, it looked like playing on a high school field, but really? In the Cayman Islands, so it was even less well kept.
Did you watch the whole game?
No, I watched 10 minutes, and it's already 3-0, so I've moved on.
Man, you really watched it?
I mean, I remembered it was on because I saw a tweet about it, so I put it on and saw it was 3-0 and said, okay, that's enough.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sorry. It was in between hockey periods.
There you go.
I'm done. All right. See you guys next hour.
All right.
Are you leaving? Andrew. That was it? That's a really rough ending. All right.
The Gronk big announcement. We'll get into that next. It's Taz of the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning right here, CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, maggots. Rise and shine. This is Sergeant Slaughter from the WWE, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Don't touch that dial, maggots. And that's that order.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Stupid song.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, that's right. On this Wednesday morning, coming up later on in the program, Aaron Murray will join us, CBS Sports College football analyst. And the big announcement yesterday by Rob Gronkowski. No, he's not returning to the National Football League. Rob Gronkowski will be having his big announcement was that he's going to have a big Super Bowl party down in Miami. Gronk Beach. Diplo will be there. Who else will be there? Flo Rida. Rick Ross. So
the
stars are lined up down there in South Beach for the Miami Super Bowl in early February. Rob Gronkowski, who's enjoying it. I mean, he talking about a guy that's enjoying life.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not going to be down in Miami. But are you going to go?
I actually am not going to go, but I'm going to be in Miami in January.
There you go.
Possibly, I should say. But I will not go. Even if I was right in Miami, like right next to where this beach party is,
yeah,
I'd actually get in my rented Harley Davidson and truck back to my hotel and get away from this stupid-ass party that this guy's going to have.
He's enjoying life.
Oh, God. You know, he does this little... Everybody, a lot of people had a feeling it was going to be something stupid like this. Let's be honest. People thought, some folks were hoping he'd go back to the Pats or go... I told you, I heard him on Sunday. He was teasing that he was going to the Dallas Cowboys and that type of thing. He's just, you know, it's like he tries to play with the audience, but he's, like, really bad at it. I mean, he really is. And I don't know. He's to me, he's trying too hard to be frat boy Jones, trying too hard to be funny and trying too hard to be goofy, you know, big part, life of the party, pounded beers, keg stand Jones.
Is that though him? I don't know. Is that all he has to try?
Do you think it? I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. I don't know. I think he's faking it. You think that's really how he is?
Yeah.
You might be right.
Yeah,
you
I
do.
Think that, yeah.
Okay.
I do. I mean, that's.
Maybe I'm wrong.
That's who I think Gronkowski is. I think he enjoys himself. He had the Gronk cruises at one point in time, him and his brothers. Remember that when he was still playing with the New England Patriots during the course of the offseason? He is a guy that certainly loves to enjoy himself. Saw that firsthand at Belmont Park when his horse that he bought part ownership in, Gronkowski, a number of years ago, that ended up finishing second to justify him and his beautiful girlfriend at the time. Were right there, right next to me. So
they broke up.
He enjoys himself.
They broke up.
Yeah, did they break up?
I don't know. You said his then girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still together. So I was just kind of qualifying it. I'm not sure if they're still together.
All right,
I'm not 100% sure. So that's why I threw it out there. But yeah, I think there are a lot of people. I think he's doing what a lot of people do. He played hard. Now he worked hard. Now he's playing hard. He made himself a lot of money. Now he's enjoying his life. It doesn't look like he's rushing back to the National Football League. It looks like he's in tremendous physical condition. He's lost a lot of weight. It looks like he's not dealing with any kind of day-in, day-out pain. Something he talked about when he got upset, when he was talking about his endorsement of CBD a few months ago. Remember, we talked about that at the time. I think he's doing what a lot of people wish they could be doing. That's just sitting back, relaxing, enjoying life, and taking things as they come. And he's afforded himself that opportunity because of how good of a player and how much money he's able to make with the Pats.
You went through the litany of guests from Rick Ross, Flo Rida, and all these guys, Diplo. I don't know if you mentioned the fee. Did you mention the fee for this?
No, I did not.
It's $150. It's $149.99 for the event. So I'm just saying, this is not like some Freebie Jones thing here.
No.
This is him. He's selling tickets like a promoter for a beach party. So, most guys that are party guys, frat guys, they don't charge tickets to their events.
That's not true. Frat parties, you charge money.
Well, you've been to more than me, so maybe you're right.
It's not $149, sure, right. But you're paying for a cup and you're paying to get some beer.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay. I got you. I feel
I'm saying. But it's not $149, but I mean, Taz, you're going.
He's got acts there, musical acts.
Well,
so I guess
see,
that's
right. I mean, you know, you got Flo Rida. You got, I saw, three or four acts that I ripped off there.
Cascade's going to be there.
There you go. There's another one. Did not mention that.
Yeah. Three La.
Yeah, so.
You know Three La?
I do not. No.
I don't either. But they're going to be there.
But you have that kind of a party going on. You're not going to walk into that for free. So it's going to charge you.
I thought it was free.
No, I you really did.
I'm not kidding. I thought it was free. That's what party guys do. Let's throw a party. Yeah, no! That's the guys I knew back then threw parties. Nobody charged no money. So it says basically it's going to take place. If you want to go, anybody, Pete the Buyer, I know you're intrigued. North right. Beach Band Shell between 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And you get the tickets. Let's help them out, Moose, at gronkbeach.com.
There you go.
150 hammers, which will include a luau theme with fire twirlers and hula dances.
Nice.
Guaranteed he's right in the middle of that, Gronk. He's going to be in the middle trying to steal a show, pounding beers.
He was with the Lakers dance team the other night out in Los Angeles doing the dance routine. Yeah.
You're a big Gronk fan, aren't you?
He's just all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you could not like Gronkowski. He's a fun-loving.
I hate the Patriots.
Put that aside.
Okay.
If you just look at him, the person, he's a fun-loving, good-natured guy. There's nothing that is not engaging about Rob Gronkowski.
He's a phony punk. That's what he is.
Okay. I don't think he is that.
For $100,000, you can get the ship package.
Really? So you go on a cruise?
20 tickets, on stage, VIP table. Gronk will visit your stage table. Bunch of different drinks, waitress service, and hotel at the Wynn VIP dedicated private VIP bathroom.
Man, really? So, I wonder if he's got, maybe he has some financial issues.
No, I think he's just cashing in.
I mean, you really think a lot of people are going to go and do this thing, dude? Really?
I think that, I don't know about 100K, but I think there'll be a lot of people that show up and pay $150. Yeah.
Where's the bulk of his fan base? New England? Is that agreed upon? In the states up in New England? In Vermont and New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts?
Well, right? I think that's easy to say because he was a Patriot.
That's why I'm saying it. I'm bringing it up for a reason. I'm trying to make a point. My point is, yeah. So most of his fan base, I don't know if you're agreeing with me or not. I thought you would. Is up in New England, in the New England states. So are they going to fly down to Miami? What's the date again?
Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl party.
So it's right after the holidays when people are broke. So they're all going to fly down to Miami and hang out and watch Gronk drink
beers
and dance
with
the girls.
They're all down there for the Super Bowl. It's NFL fans. People down in Miami love to party.
So he's I know that. So he's piggybacking on the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl party.
I understand.
Everyone's down there already.
All right.
Now, instead of going to someplace else, whether it be the commissioner's party or something like that, Gronk Beach party. Commissioner's party is a good time.
You've been
one
there?
One hour down, two to play with. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio. There you go.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!